Yeah.
Hey, Ray.
No.
Hey, Maddie.
See, he's round like a missile.
Maddie, I didn't even say goodbye to you. Did you notice?
Huh?
Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. That's how much I don't care. I just don't fucking notice, man.
Oh, no, thank you.
In fact, I don't notice so much. I only notice when you're not here.
I'm not here all that time.
At least they know my name. They may hate me, but they know it. I almost completely forgot what I was saying. Yeah, I was just going to tell you about this guy I used to know called Sammy, who's a bit of a elitist shit cunt. And it was my birthday weekend, and I'm pretty good at things. And I'm either good at something or I don't do it, usually. Like, if I'm competitive, I win. And if I can't compete and win, I usually, you know, beat everyone I can and then just bow out because people are way better and they studied it for longer. But he was really competitive at table tennis, and it was my birthday weekend, and we played table tennis for hours. I'm pretty sure we had these Apple Mac pingers. They were good ones. What was I? Oh, I was with Jules. I would have been fucking like 21 or 22. We would have played for about 5 hours, and because Sam's such an elitist bitch, he likes keeping score. So we wrote it down on a wall, and because I'm a photographer, I like taking photos of things, right? So I've got a photo of me being 21 games up over this weekend in table tennis. 21 games, and we're playing till 21. And we're good, so we didn't just, like, you know, smash out a serve and they didn't hit it back. It was rally after rally after rally. And because he's such an elitist, he keeps, like, saying, Maddie, it's the best birthday present I ever gave you, because you've never shut up about it. And I'm like, mate, if you were giving me a birthday present, you would have let me win by 3 games. Maybe 4 if you fumbled. But 21? 21's just, you'd been a shit bitch. And he was losing his hair and going bald, and he used to have this regal long red hair. And I never brought it up, and, you know, I guess I am now, just because I didn't want to give him shit about that, so I thought it was better to do about something superficial as table tennis. Pity thing is that at the end of our friendship, when he told me I was a self-righteous, self-deluded, self-indictive little prick, and that as long as I continued to keep being awesome Maddie, that I'd fuck over everybody that I haven't met in the process, kind of made me angry. And I wrote back to him and said, well, you're a bit of a dickhead. You've never listened to me once, because I was never fucking awesome Maddie. I was always kick-ass Maddie who happened to be awesome. You fucking dickhead. Listen to what I'm saying. Stop looking at my beautiful face. Anyway, fuck the haters. I hate them. I love you guys, though. You're all right. Bye.